The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says only 1% of Americans support Israel and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remarks during a speech in the western city of Kermanshah. He also said that the popular movement in the U.S. would eventually topple the capitalist system there. Iran has filed a complaint to the U.N. against the United States over Washington's allegations accusing Tehran of involvement in a plot to kill the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. On Tuesday, U.S. authorities charged a naturalized American citizen holding an Iranian passport with plotting to kill the Saudi envoy. In Iraq, some 30 people have been killed in a series of car and roadside bomb attacks against security forces. The attacks happened in the capital, Baghdad. Police officers, as well as women and children, are said to be among the victims. No group has claimed responsibility. Approval for the U.S. Congress has dropped to its lowest level in recent history. A survey by the Gallup organization shows only 13% of Americans are happy with the job lawmakers are doing. Approval for the Congress has been less than 20% each month since June. Unemployment in the U.K. has climbed to its highest level in 17 years. 114,000 more people lost their jobs in Britain between June and August, pushing the jobless total above 2.5 million. The unemployment rate has gone above 8%. The government of Myanmar has released dozens of political prisoners. An ethnic minority guerrilla leader and a prominent dissident are among those freed. The move is seen as overtures by the southeastern Asian country that is widely considered one of the world's most reclusive states. Residents in flood-hit areas in Thailand and Cambodia are struggling to come to terms with months of heavy rains. Many are using homemade rafts and boats to move around and run errands. More than 270 have lost their lives in Thailand, and over 200 other people have died in Cambodia. And the Russian Premier Vladimir Putin has met with the Chinese president in Beijing. Putin said Russia is nearing the final stage of an enormous gas deal with China. Moscow and Beijing have long been negotiating to ink the deal, which would reduce Russia's export dependency on the European market.